Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I think they'll probably decide something in the next couple of days, if not today. I don't think they can do nothing, right? Because the Patriots are admitting that they inadvertently, or that the people that were working for them inadvertently broke a rule. So if you're the NFL, you probably have to do something to sort of underline the point that, hey, this isn't okay.
Let's grab a couple draft picks from the New England Patriots. That's Dan Graziano.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's what, you know, people start calling for. Right? That's what they'll start
calling.
You
think so?
Oh, yeah. You know, because when you look at it's very similar to Deflategate. When there's an issue with any equipment violation, the fine is minimum, I believe it's $25,000 and the max was like $250,000. And they made this a whole big thing about the Deflategate. There was the Wells report. It was this. It was that. The other teams that had issues, like I said, Minnesota Vikings was one of the teams. They just fined them. The Chargers were one of the teams that had a equipment violation. So in this case here, there's probably something in the rule book of the 2 million rules that they have in there that probably states if there's, you know, this type of thing that has taken place where illegal videotaping, probably a fine of $50,000 for the organization.
Well, the Patriots have acknowledged that an employee of Kraft Productions working on a Do Your Job segment inappropriately, mistakenly, taped the sidelines of the sideline of the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, on Twitter, Coach D. Habs says this to me. Kraft Productions. There is way more to this, you know, Kraft Productions question mark. There is way more to this than what appears. There is no way anyone in that organization doesn't know every single rule about filming. Suddenly this is an accident. I think not, Wiggy, is what this individual says on Twitter.
We're going to learn a lot from this video. We're going to see it. I guess my bet is Sunday morning it's going to be on with either Ian Rappaport on NFL Network or Adam Schefter on ESPN. And if this video is of the opposing sideline signals for an entire quarter and not of the advanced scout, the Patriots are going to be absolutely hammered. And I could even see, if that's the case, that Belichick's gone. I mean, if he's repeating the same violation again, that's why I think there is 0.0 chance that that's what happened. There is no way in hell Belichick would risk this, risk his legacy, risk his job for the Bengals signs before a game when they're 1-12. There's no chance.
The statement from the Patriots says, while we sought and were granted credentialed access from the Cleveland Browns for the video crew, our failure to inform the Bengals and the league was an unintended oversight. In addition to what are you laughing about, Daniel? Okay.
Unintended oversight. We didn't dot our I and cross our T.
In addition to filming the scout, the production crew, without specific knowledge of league rules, inappropriately filmed the field from the press box.
All right.
The sole purpose of the filming was to provide an illustration of an advanced scout at work on the road.
Show the video. Cover it.
Doing his job.
It's going to be simple,
doing
right?
His job.
Because if you're filming the field, it'll be, you know, we'll get video of them filming the field. Or we'll get video of them zooming into the sidelines, following coaches up and down the sidelines. If they're really trying to get signals from coaches, you'll have that video, and the NFL will look at that and go, wait a second here. You weren't just filming the field. You made it a point to find who the coaches were. You know, you'll see that. The NFL will see that.
Well, what if that's on there? Curtis says that Bill is done if that's on there.
Well, if that is on there, then ultimately you have to look at it and go, wait a second. Us as a league, we have to step in, and we have to fine them, do whatever it is that we feel like is a proper punishment for what they did.
A ballsy move by Belichick throwing it to Kraft Sports Productions, especially if that was what's going on. You think Bob Kraft wants his name associated with that?
Nope.
I mean, if they weren't doing anything intentionally, it is a wildly stupid thing to do. I mean, it's
the height of arrogance.
If Bill's doing it intentionally, it is the height of arrogance.
Right. That's my point.
But what I'm saying is, if this literally is just filming this scout for Do Your Job, and you end up filming the Bengal sideline,
they're going to be in a flop house in Norwood.
It's pure stupidity. It's pure stupidity.
But it goes back to, if it was more than it, then you sit there and you go, okay, because they're not only is it stupidity, but they're also liars. Because the one thing I read in their statement, which was as far as the video crew, which included independent contractors who shot the video, unknowingly violated league policy by filming the field. So they're basically saying, hey, listen, these guys didn't know what the league rules were, and this was completely an accident. But if you're now saying that, wait a second, they come to find out that they knew what the rules are. So their statement is here that they're telling us it was an accident. Now, we find out they're lying.
Yeah.
But if they're filming the other teams taking signals and that's what they're filming, then this entire thing is totally moot. They were filming the signals for the purpose of giving them to Belichick. There would be no reason for them to be filming those on their own.
They've already violated the league rules.
Right.
Which, you know, they've already done that.
Right, so. But it goes to what extreme? Because if you go back, that's why I said, if I go back to the original point I was making, if they're filming the sidelines and they're zooming in on the sidelines and the coaches and getting signals, now that's wait a second. If you just put it there and you were just saying, hey, we filmed the field and that's it,
Then
why are you going to the next level? Now we're in some deep water.
This is Scott from Weymouth. Hey, Scott.
Greg, good morning. Good morning to everyone. What's
Hello.
Up,
guys?
How are you?
What's up? What's up?
What's going on?
All right, real quick, Greg, as I like to say, in and out in 40 seconds.
Yes.
Intent is 95% of the law.
Yes.
It's the difference between manslaughter and murder. You killed someone either way. Manslaughter, you do 3 years. Murder, you do life.
Yes.
What was the intent? Okay. I've never wanted a team to win a championship more than I do this Patriots team. With all the adversity they have gone through, can you imagine how cool it's going to be?
It might be the most impressive one ever.
It would be better than the Deflategate one.
It would be better than the Deflategate one. Because I mean, the injury adversity, the Brady at the end of the career thing.
Right.
I mean,
Gronk.
Gronk. Yes.
Greg, I'm telling you right now. I'm not just a homer. You can hit the honk if you want, Curtis. Go ahead.
Yeah.
But I really believe that, by the way, that loss yesterday, Sunday, they never looked better in a loss. They're going to be fine. Casey converted on like 3rd and 18 three times. I beg for a rematch in Gillette in January. I'm begging for it. Bring it. Bring it. Greg, this team's going to win the Super Bowl. I'm not kidding, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, sidebar. Is Ernie's on for the 19th, right?
Yes.
That's the thing?
Yes. Are you coming down?
Wait. I'm going to try to make it, man. That'll be cool.
Yeah, show up.
Thank you, Greg.
There's people who want to throw food at you and stuff. So
no. Come. Do I have anybody who likes my calls or just hate
No. Literally not one person.
Hey, I like your calls, man. I like your calls,
Wiggy
Scott.
Likes your calls.
I like them.
Thank you.
Wiggy doesn't like Derek the Steelers fan, but he likes you.
Yeah, I like Scott from Wiggy. Derek the Steelers fan a little. Yeah, until I get his film and I can evaluate him as a coach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See what type of scheme he's running. Uh-huh. You know what he's doing. Is his team successful?
Yeah.
You know.
What are you all dressed up for today?
I'm going to be doing this. It's a little luncheon I'll be doing in the North End with a good buddy of mine, Rob Travellini.
Oh.
Bobby Trav. So we're doing some things, you know.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Shaking and moving.
Yeah.
Look, I mean,
shake the right hands, twist the right forearms.
You got a nice dress shirt on.
Yeah, however you got to get things done, you know.
Fantastic.
I told you, I'm going to get into the world of politics.
Oh, you are?
Great money.
Uh-huh.
Don't have to do anything.
No accountability.
And just sell
$25,000 allowance for your car.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And just say hashtag vote Wiggy Mofo.
Greg likes to stand behind the guy that twists the right forearm.
Oh, is that
protection.
What it is? Yeah. So, you know, that's the way to go. So I'm just learning the whole world of politics.
Mm. Bobby Travellini.
Yeah, get these. We're gonna get this MBTA fixed. We will get it fixed with a couple kickbacks.
All right. If you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up later this week, Julian Edelman will join us during the 6 o'clock hour on Friday's show. Wiggy will be here for that. And next week on Thursday, it is our annual Toys for Tots live broadcast. And we heard this morning during the news that the Marines are struggling. This is the worst year so far in a long time for Toys for Tots because it's a short holiday season.
Yep.
And because a bunch of local Marines were deployed.
Correct.
So there's not as many of them to
process
to go out
everything
and
pick up
everything.
Donations.
So
yeah.
I hope you'll join us next Thursday. We will be broadcasting from Bach Maserati, which is on the Auto Mile. We'll offer free breakfast and the opportunity to win some presents from Santa Bach, who will be with us, special guests, music, all that stuff. So that is next Thursday morning on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI. Now, what is trending?
Tomorrow afternoon on OMF, Teddy Bruschi joins the guys at 4:30. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the rules are trending. Wiggy broke down the rules magnificently yesterday. By the way, Belichick saying you were dead wrong regarding the line of gain rule yesterday. Wiggy, did you catch that? I mean,
yeah, I did.
Admit your mistake.
Hey, you know, hey, sometimes even the greatest is wrong. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's a step.
You know, you shoot. Sometimes you shoot for the moon, but you're still a star.
But here's Belichick spelling out what has to happen in terms of press box filming, etc.
Well, I was just thinking because I know when all this thing went down, it was an understanding of where you can and cannot videotape the sidelines. You can't do it from the sideline or from the field level. But
you
always
can't
thought
do
there
it,
were areas
period.
You
no.
could do it from in the stadium. You can't.
No.
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Oh.
No.
I thought it was.
No,
we were all wrong.
I thought it was in a covered area upstairs. In a covered area, you could do it if there was an overhang or a covered area. Wasn't there?
No, the advanced scouts is in a press box.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no camera for an event. He can use binoculars and take notes and, you know, all that. But, no, he can't record the plays or anything else that's going on. Absolutely not.
So the only film is just the all 22, the films that you guys, I guess, would just use for any other.
You can use TV copy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can use TV copy, sure.
What is Ordway talking about? Covered area. What does that mean? From a covered
it's covered.
Area.
As long as it's covered. You sure,
cover
Bill?
It.
Bill, if I get an umbrella and I open it, I'm technically covered, so can we film from there?
Yeah, now you're okay. As long as your camera's not getting wet.
They were just filming Do Your Job. You know, it's all about the advanced.
No,
a lot of people are interested in the advanced scout and how he does his job.
It's going to be a riveting episode.
That was classic.
It's going to be compelling. I mean,
Skate Pod or the advanced scout? Which would you rather listen to?
The America wants to find out what it's like to be an advanced scout for the Patriots.
It's like me yesterday with Curtis. No, I don't think you're wrong, Bill. Yeah. If you're covered, even if he puts his hood over his head, he can film because he's technically in a covered area.
I'm just telling you, you can hear that in Bill's voice. Every member of that organization is well aware of what the rules are with regard to filming anything. How would they not be? So it is either an.
That's why it's a mistake.
It's an egregious mistake.
Right.
Yes. I'm with you. You fire this film crew instantly.
Ken, it's egregious. I don't know if you heard me say that or not, but it is an egregious mistake.
What a trending
mistake.
Here.
It is.
I can't find it.
It's E. It starts with
Curtis,
an E.
Play that.
Will TMZ get this video? The Bengals are cheap. TMZ pays money. Will they offer enough cash to the Bengals to get a copy of this and put it on TMZ today before the NFL release?
Well, why don't the Patriots put it out if they're not concerned about
because
it?
Because they handed
Catch and Kel.
They handed it over to Cleveland Browns security.
All right, well, so then the Cleveland Browns or the NFL will release it. I'm sure the NFL will release it.
No, they're going to sit on it, Greg.
I find this whole thing egregious.
This is egregious!
It's egregious. It is an egregious mistake that was made by an employee of an organization that's hardly even associated with the Patriots at all.
Independent contractors.
Right. Freelancer. It was a freelancer Who made an egregious error by accidentally filming the sidelines.
Perfect but, time
yes.
to bring AB back.
Oh, God.
What's up? Perfect time.
That's a signal we're done with trending.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Winter nights are taken up by static stress and holiday shopping traffic. But I close my eyes and I'm somewhere else, just like magic. And my heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkles and lights, bundled up in their mittens and coats, and the cider would flow. And I just want.
I don't think Wiggy listens to anything that goes on the show unless he's talking himself. He just said, "Who's this?" We just played this an hour ago. It's Taylor Swift, her new Christmas song.
Yeah, I told you I didn't know guys listen to Taylor Swift.
Well, they do.
So do you Swift. Also? Do you also have slumber parties?
Pillow fights? Yes, he does.
It can be careful.
In his nudies.
Be confident in yourself.
With his 16-year-old teenage girlfriends.
If you like a song, just be confident. Say it out loud. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what other people think, Wiggy.
Well, it's not about what people don't think, but it's like your man card's going to get revoked. You know, if you're a man, you shouldn't be prancing around saying, you know, I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan.
You think Tom Brady worries about the fans that were booing on Sunday? He doesn't worry about what other people think. He's just doing his job. Don't worry about it.
He worries deep down.
There's, by the way, there's a national radio host.
Oh, man, big.
Oh, was all over the New England Patriots fans for booing Tom Brady.
Brandon Tierney on CBS Sports Radio was going bananas yesterday against the Patriots fans.
Let's take a listen to that.
Those dopey Patriot fans had the audacity to boo a franchise, that has taken them on a 20-year in a salary cap sport, in the most atrocious sport in the history of sport, to take them on a 20-year magic carpet ride with the same quarterback and the same coach. These bozos, these clowns, these dopes, these losers in Boston believe that they have the latitude, the freedom, the card to boo.
That was Wiggy's lead this morning.
And this is why our country it is the way it is, because we got morons like this.
Yeah.
You shouldn't boo. No, you should boo. Make them understand, you as a fan, me as a former player, that you know what? We're not playing well enough. We're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. So rather than, you know, you cheering me on and say, okay, it's going to be all right, baby. Say, no, here, boo. Get your ish together so you can do what you need to do and go out there and win a game. I pay my hard-earned money to see you win, and you're putting this out there?
I was a little bit ungrateful, though.
It's not about being ungrateful. No, it's not. They're too soft. So when we're losing, are we supposed to cheer?
No, you don't have to boo Tom Brady.
You know what? And this is the thing, because I remember this, and I was at the Celtics game when they played the Cavaliers. I forget what, when LeBron was, this was like 2010 or whenever it was. And the Celtics were getting blown out at the end of the game, and the fans start chanting, "Let's go, Celtics." All I heard on sports talk radio was, "Look at these fans. Who does that? Your team's getting blown out and you're cheering. What losers?" Now, all of a sudden, when you boo guys for not playing well, we're losers. What a joke.
Well, it's better that than verbally abusing the girlfriend of Patty Mahomes. What a wine bag.
Suspect.
What a wine bag she is.
I'm suspect about this whole thing.
You see this whole thing yesterday?
Yes.
So she and her brother.
I think it was his brother, wasn't it?
His brother?
Yep. Pat Mahomes' girlfriend and brother.
Claimed that they were verbally abused by Patriots fans at the game on Sunday.
Yeah. Because anybody knows what she looks like. Get out of
well,
here.
Well, she probably has like a Mrs. Mahomes jersey on.
Oh, she's sitting in the family section.
She has the QB of the QB jersey on.
The what?
The QB of the QB jersey. That's what it's.
Oh, she's the quarterback of the quarterback?
Get
is
it.
That what she is? Yeah. She's a girlfriend, by the way, not a wife.
She's not a wag. She's a wag.
But she claims that the fans were wildly impolite to her.
She tweeted, "As soon as we sit down, drunk dude, hey everyone, this is Patrick Mahomes' girl and brother. Let's give them S. This shall be fun." And then goes on to basically say that she was harassed. People are yelling every time she stood up. She basically tweeted the whole game. And then that Gillette security had seen them being harassed on video cameras mm-hmm. and came to move her and the brother to a safe section.
I have some info on Brittany. You can go to her website. It's very similar to TB12. And for $30, mm-hmm. Brittany Lynn Fitness, you can purchase Booty by Brit.
Excellent.
It's a 23-page guide completely focused on your lower body.
I guarantee it's going to be 60% off now with a promo mm-hmm. code.
Well, we got to make sure she got a booty before she can start, you know, saying, hey, go get Booty by Brit.
We have
Brie Bantz.
I believe we have some audio from her, correct?
It's from her Instagram story after the game. It's cut 3, Ken.
Hey, goodbye.
Sounds like she may have been a little over.
Right.
A little.
Sounds like once she wasn't just sitting there and watching the game and just saying, I'm here enjoying it. I'm kind of be low key. Sounds like she was trying to throw the victory up in the face. So guess what? If that happens, you know, you might get some things, words thrown back at you.
Question. They were high school sweethearts. He's, what, 24? How long till he boots her out?
Nah, he don't seem like that type dude.
No?
If you hear him talk, he just seems like, you know, he don't seem like that type dude.
Oh, they're going to get married. He's going to marry his high school sweetheart.
Yeah, he just seems
you
like.
You think so?
Yeah, he's just, you know, he don't seem like that type cat.
This is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
Take my call. Hey. Any of you guys watching the game Sunday?
Right
at the end of the half there. I'm pretty sure they were booing the situation, not anyone in particular. Maybe Bill Belichick or the offense for not trying to take another shot, maybe not using their timeouts.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what.
So what's wrong with booing?
There's nothing wrong with booing. But they definitely weren't booing Tom Brady, like everyone says.
No, I don't think they were booing Brady. They might have been booing Josh McDaniels. They might have been booing the offensive line. They might have been booing all the receivers besides Edelman. But I don't think they were booing the defense. I probably don't think they were booing Bill Belichick. But so what? I mean, not that you should boo Brady, but if, you know, he's playing bad and you happen to boo him, it is what it is. Stop whining about it.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it. Yeah, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, you expect excellence from the franchise, and when you don't get it,
you boo.
That's going to be your reaction.
No, but I don't get the reaction of people saying that you can't boo. What is the deal? Like 20 years. Yeah, you don't think Tom Brady would probably say, listen, the way we were playing, we should be getting booed.
You don't think Tom Brady listens to that and says to himself, look at what I'm playing with here. Look at what I've done for you. Look at those six banners up there. Look at what this team was before
no,
I arrived.
No, I think he probably says, I think he probably goes, man, the way we're playing, you should boo us. Well, we're playing that bad.
Scratchy was very alarmed about this booing last night on the Westwood One.
So speaking of dealing with things, what have you done for me lately? Do you think it was appropriate to be booed by the hometown fans?
Yeah. Well, that's part of being in sports is, you know, everybody's got a chance to cheer you or boo you. And there's been plenty of times where they've been, you know, cheering us. And again, you take the good with the bad.
Doesn't sound like Brady liked it.
It seems like he knows what it is. He knows.
Nobody's doubting what he knows.
He knows that this comes with the territory.
I like that Hawk who called and said they're booing everybody but Tom Brady.
Yeah, and I don't think they were booing Brady.
And I like the Hawks who said they were booing the refs when the refs' bad calls were in the second half.
They were booing Tom Brady and everybody else.
I don't think they were booing.
Team.
I don't think they were booing
of
Brady.
Course they
no,
were.
They weren't. They were booing the offense, the O line, the inability to make plays.
They have every right to express their displeasure. What do you expect?
Hello? So you're cool with the booing?
Sure.
All right, so then you and I are on the same page.
Yeah. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up, man? So, you know, I can't understand this. We make fun of, you know, that little kid that, you know, the good job, good effort kid. We play that sound clip all the time, right?
Yes,
good job, good effort. Yay, you guys just got blown out, but good job. And now the fans boo because of another pathetic offensive performance by the Patriots. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, my gosh, the moral decay of society because these fans express their frustration.
I think it's surprising to people because it hasn't happened that much.
Well, that's...
But you know what? If you can't move the ball for four straight games, I mean, fans are going to get frustrated too. It's okay, Brady. I mean, listen, I got no problem with Brady throwing his helmet, being fiery, yelling at receivers. Like, that's awesome. You know what? Get fired up. Yeah. You should be ticked off. But the fans, their only way to vent their frustration is to boo.
Well, we had a guy yesterday who was a longtime season ticket holder who called. Remember this, Wiggy?
Mm-hmm.
And he said it's because people are selling their tickets to individuals who aren't real fans.
Right.
And so they're buying these tickets and they're booing and they're not real fans. They're not with Tom
Brady.
Yeah,
but I don't think if they're real fans, they don't care.
Yeah, what?
Let me tell you something. I was at the stadium on Sunday watching the real fans wearing the Patriots jerseys coming out of that game afterwards. And let me tell you, there were plenty of real fans who were really mad. And I guarantee they were booing at halftime.
Right. Yeah.
These losers in Boston.
Yeah.
Right. Who's that guy again?
Brandon Tierney, an angry New York sports fan.
Oh, God. That's why, because they're happy with being complacent and just being horrible, where we don't deal with that around here as sports fans. We want to see our teams do well, and when they're not performing well, we boo them.
Hello, Tibbs.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, this is Tibbs from Boxford. Got a similar but funny story. I don't know how many years ago, but when Wade Box was in the midst of his big sex scandal.
Yes.
Crisis and all. I was at the Sox game, sitting behind home plate, and partway through the game, my brother and I, Laura and I, recognized the two women in front of us were pretty attractive, but really high-end jewelry and all, just faded jeans, casual dress. But I'm like, something's up. And turns out the one in front of me was Alex Burke's wife, and the other one was Debbie Box, Wade's wife.
Yeah.
And we'd had a few beers, and the crowd around us recognized Debbie, and the crowd is harassing Wade every time he came up. They chant, Margo, Margo. And that was cute. But then the drunks around us started getting a little hostile towards Debbie. And my brother-in-law, Whitey, and I turned up and were like, we got you back, girls, because it was okay to harass Wade.
Yeah,
but
not Mrs.
She was minding her own business. No. Seemed like a pretty cool girl. And Alice Burke's wife was gorgeous.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not going to let them mess with them.
Yeah.
As long as you don't cross the line, you know?
Well, no, but if you're...
If it's playful fun.
If you're Pat Mahomes' girlfriend and you're going on the road with a jersey that says on the back, the quarterback of the quarterback, you don't think you're going to get harassed by fans?
Seriously.
What do you think is going to happen?
You're going to sit there quietly and they're going to be like, good for you. You're dating Patty Mahomes. Yeah. By the way, that was such an LB story that caller just said.
Yeah, 100%. Hello, KJ.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, KJ?
Hey, so I'm actually a season ticket holder. I was at the game on Sunday, and I booed the crap out of them at halftime. They sucked in the first half, and the offense has been sucking for the last couple of weeks.
Were you booing Tom? This seems to be important to people. I don't know why. Were you booing Tom Brady? Were you booing the decision that they didn't throw a Hail Mary? Were you booing the refs? Were you booing the offense? Or were you just booing the entire?
I was booing the offense, including Tom Brady. Because you know what? You want to know why I was booing him? Honestly?
Yeah.
Because if we sit here and we just pretend that Tom Brady's the almighty secret goat, then you know what? In 30 years, when Chris McCringleberry's the quarterback, we'll be, oh, you can't boo him because 20 years ago, we won a championship. You know what?
What?
I want to win another one.
That is so dumb.
But if you happen to be booing Brady, then if that's who you're booing, it's just part of it.
He should never be booed in this city, ever.
Listen,
he's the greatest athlete of any sport in our country.
Just because you boo somebody doesn't mean you don't love and think they're the greatest to ever play the game. I mean,
Curtis, you say he should never be booed.
What he's had to endure with Belichick's crap, Spygate, Belichick abandoning him during Deflategate, Kraft acquiescing to Goodell, and all that he's done for this organization, taking less money for 20 years to win 6 titles. Mm-hmm. Belichick would be the defensive coordinator of the Browns right now. Tom Brady was never born.
Curtis has his boxers in a bunch over this. Well,
Last week, he called him washed up. Curtis is like, total
I never said he was washed up.
See, I think what happens with Brady, he's kind of getting it's like he's the booing, but he's getting hit by friendly fire. Because I don't think the booing's really for him. But he just happens to be wrong place, wrong time type thing.
Right. That entire Patriot place wouldn't exist if it were not for Tom Brady. All of those shops, that whole area, that
so
mall.
So it's not okay to boo him, though?
Of course not.
How dare you? You're booing business.
Yeah. All right.
Why we're soft. You can't. Don't boo him.
Yeah, no, you can't boo anymore.
No, just, you know.
Nice try. 617-779-7937 is the number if you want to be on this morning. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
This is Arthur from New Hampshire. What's going on, Arthur?
Hey, guys. What's going on? I just want to say, shut up, Curtis.
On what topic? It could be any.
I'm saying Tom Brady should never be booed. First of all, when you're paying $20 for a Guinness, $400 for a seat, $80 for parking as a fan, you can do whatever you damn well please when it comes to your team and how they're performing. You can react any way you want. Second of all, Curtis.
Nobody's saying you don't have the right to react anyway, Arthur. I'm saying it is the height of arrogance to be booing the greatest player you will ever watch play, to enjoy it while it lasts. And no, it's not his fault.
It's the height of arrogance to think you can't boo a team. For any reason. It is a what have you done for me lately. Look at contracts, pal. Secondly,
the one that it takes less market value on every time?
A little bit more producing, a little less airtime. That would be great.
What's amazing is that these people who are booing Tom Brady are twisting themselves into pretzels to defend Bill Belichick for the way he filmed this. It's amazing.
If we're being honest, he talks too much on that show.
That guy wants Curtis booed.
Hello, Gary.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Listen, I've had season tickets 26 years. I have never, ever booed my team. And regarding this past Sunday, I was there with my family. It was like 10% of the stadium, and it lasted like 7-8 seconds. It was like a half-ass boo. When you hear it probably on TV, it probably sounds louder, but I'm telling you, it wasn't like this raining of boos coming down on the team.
Yeah.
And I agree with Curtis. You don't ever boo Tom Brady, ever.
It was a frustration boo.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
I mean, I'm with Wiggy. I don't think Tom Brady's all worked up about it.
No, it's a frustration boo. It's part of it's the nature of the beast. You know it. You know, you might go, hey, guys, we deserve to get booed after the way we just performed in that first half.
Yeah.
This is Dan. Hello. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Hey, Greg, what's going on?
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Good. This is Danny Cormier from Salem, Massachusetts, one of the witches. You know the witches?
Yes.
I don't, but I'm sure that, I mean, this is really not your time. This is Santa's time of the year.
Sorry.
I mean, you guys get all Halloween. Right. Well, don't try to glom onto the limelight during Santa's time, Dan.
All right. Sorry, my bad.
Yes.
So I just want to give a shout-out to C. LeBlanc Construction, or Contracting out of Salem.
Excellent. Yes.
Shu. Oh, Shu's not there. LB.
Nope. Yo,
no,
what's up?
Hey, Wiggy.
What's up? I'm known around here as the Black LB.
So I'm saying goodbye.
And Danielle, that last guy was an LB call when he was talking about Wade Boggs and his wife.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Such an LB story. Well, this is DC, not Daniel Cormier, but the actual DC from the Hillman Monitor.
Oh, this is our an old producer of ours, Curtis Ken. Oh,
if nobody, yeah.
Yeah, it's like 20 years ago.
If you don't know, now you know.
Yeah, now we know.
If you don't know, was now there, you know.
Was person.
Is there a purpose?
So anyways, so yes. I've been watching a lot of NFL this year, and Wiggy was saying there's two different options of why the NFL is coming towards the Patriots. So you guys overseen one is, I don't know if you watch a lot of different games, but their calls across the league have been atrocious. And it looks like they, you know, with the Browns, I watch a lot of Browns here out in Cleveland.
Yeah.
The Patriots, the calls are just atrocious, and they're just trying to take away from, you know, basically what the heat's going to come down on them for all the bad calls they've been doing. And so this is another just a kind of false flag, I guess, to go towards the Patriots every game. And they're obviously trying to favor certain teams to make it to the playoffs because everybody's sick of the Patriots.
No, I mean, I don't. Wiggy has a massive conspiracy theory, which is that the NFL does not want the New England Patriots to be in the Super Bowl this year.
Well, that's Curtis's, and I'm jumping on board with that.
You are?
Yes.
Because it's Patriots fatigue.
They jellyfish us. Well, there you go. They jellyfish us. And also, I wouldn't say it's Patriots fatigue. That's part of it. But I just think that they want to finally see the Giant fall, and they want the Giant to fall hard. You know, everybody wants that cliff. They don't want the Giant to just stumble and go,
no.
Okay, hey, all right, they're not in it this year, but they're going to
be
right.
Epic.
Yes, it's got to be, they're done. The dynasty's over. It's in
crushed.
The rear view. Blah, blah, blah,
cliff,
blah.
Cliff, cliff.
But the videotaping thing is not invented by the NFL Patriots haters or the media.
They'll sit on it, though.
It's their own doing.
No, but the NFL will sit on it rather than come out and diffuse all this nonsense about the Patriots cheating.
But this is their own doing. They have employees or those who are under contract that are violating league rules by filming the sidelines. It's so stupid.
And they'll get they should be fined for that, rightfully so.
Yeah.
And
they will be.
Take their punishment, and hey, NFL comes out with their statement. Here's what we found. We found nothing. We found something. NFL, give us something the end of the week.
But it's not because the NFL is out to get the Patriots.
If they don't come out with something, it is because they're out to get the Patriots. So if they sit on this, It's a clear-cut reason on why they're out to get the Pats.
You lost it. You are deranged.
How do you not see that?
I know.
How do you not see what you're saying? How do you not see if the NFL doesn't have some type of statement by Friday that they're all because all they want
sitting on it.
All they want to do is continue to throw gasoline on this fire from afar. That's what they want to do. Keep this thing going because all it does is make the Patriots look bad.
Hello, Steve.
Hi guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Steve?
You know, I love you, Chris, and you guys are all great. Danielle, everybody, you know who I am. If you're paying $4,400 for tickets for the year and you're paying another $80 for parking, it's almost a $7,000 package plus what you purchased. You know what? What are you supposed to do? Say, hey, Tom, get off the field and let the rest of the offense stay on so we can boom. You know what? I don't give a damn who's on the field. If you suck, you're getting booed, period. And it isn't against Tom per se. It's the way the offense is performing, the plays that are being called, and the bull that's going on. You got a guy, Harry, who you're using one or two plays a game. You know what? Hey, what? It isn't going to make any difference if he's on the field. Two plays or 20 plays. Play him. Let him get the experience. He drops a few balls. What if he catches a few and he scores? You know, this area, I've been living here for 67 years, and the people in this area, they boo Ted Williams, for Christ's sakes. These people and the media up here sucks. I'm sorry. They don't know a good thing when they see it. The guy's been here 20 years. He's not going to be here forever. If you want to boo, you want to clap, you want to let your feelings be felt, it's up to you. You've got the right to do it. Don't tell me I can't boo a team when they suck because I can.
They're 10-3.
It doesn't have anything to do with one person. It isn't against him. It's against what I'm seeing as a whole. Get that in your head. I'm sorry.
They're 10-3, and they booed Pedro. I heard Lou bring that up as an example yesterday. Pedro hadn't won a title then.
They booed him when they were 16-0.
Right. Tom Brady has won six championships. Ted Williams never won anything.
I know what he's won, Chris. I can give you stats all the way back to 1960 if you want. I'm an old guy.
I really don't care.
They booed Bill Russell.
Don't give me the bull that I can't boo at a stadium because I'll boo whoever the hell I want.
It sounds like an ungrateful douche if you're booing Tom Brady.
Your ass is an ungrateful douche. You know what? Your father pays for your tickets. I pay for mine.
Right. I'm very grateful. I never boo my dad.
I don't know. I mean, why is this a big story right now?
Well, because of people like Curtis that are so butthurt and sensitive.
Well,
that
Has Tom Brady never been booed?
I mean, I would think that he's been maybe not individually, but yes, he's taken some friendly fire because he might have been on an offense or been with an offense that hadn't performed well, or Josh McDaniels might have made some bad calls. It's just, yeah, we're booing at the offense, and you become part of that. It is what it is. It's, you know, when you jump into that circle, you're going to get hit with some type of, you know.
I think it's the end is near, people. The people who are sad.
Oh, that's smart. Let's boo him out the door after he wins six titles. You know, that's a really good one.
He's not giving you to think he's going home and going, I can't believe they just booed me.
You heard Giselle, that back and forth with
Giselle,
Jim Gray.
We're leaving. We're moving out of this state.
He already sold his house.
We're getting out of here because they booed me.
These losers in Boston.
I'm so hurt.
Amen.
I'm so hurt, Giselle.
All right. We got to take a break, but we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.